This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Islamic State group's leader has appeared in a video for the first time in 5 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria, and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings, for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials have not verified the authenticity of the video. Japanese Emperor Akihito will step down on Tuesday in an unusual move that stunned the Japanese public, because typically emperors reign until death. Reuters' Grace Lee explains Akihito's decision.
At 85 years old, Akihito has had heart surgery and been treated for prostate cancer. Ultimately, he says he's afraid he can't carry out his duties as a monarch, and many Japanese sympathize with him, but not everyone.
When the crown prince ascends to the throne tomorrow, Japan will celebrate with a lengthy holiday of 10 days straight, with markets closed. More rain is forecast for northern Mozambique, where the death toll from Cyclone Kenneth has jumped to 38 as flooding and pounding rains hampered efforts to deliver aid to badly hit communities several days after the storm. An estimated 160,000 people are at risk from the second most powerful cyclone to hit the southern African nation in just 6 weeks. Aid workers have described the area as total devastation. This is VOA News. Spain's ruling socialists were weighing options for forming a new government on Monday after they won a national election but fell short of a majority in a deeply fragmented parliament that could spell prolonged political uncertainty. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is weighing his party's options, and Reuters' Isla Bini is in Madrid with more.
Pedro Sanchez has not put his cards on the table and committed to anything at this point. He even said when he came out to speak to his supporters on Sunday night, very elated from the result, because he did win a good couple of million votes more than the nearest political force that was behind him. He said that he wouldn't put up what in Spanish politics is often called a safety cordon around any options.
That was Reuters' Isla Bini. The deputy prime minister said on Monday that the socialists will try to govern alone. A plot to bomb a Nazi rally has been thwarted in Southern California. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force in the Los Angeles area stopped a would-be pressure cooker bombing of a Nazi rally planned for Long Beach, California on Sunday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Army veteran Mark Domingo, who converted to Islam, wanted revenge for the New Zealand mosque attacks. He adds that an undercover officer had been working with Domingo, who thought he was getting a number of improvised explosive devices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Anguish, pain, and heartache poured out of Rabbi Israel Goldstein Sunday as he recounted the terrorist shooting at a synagogue near San Diego that killed a woman and left him and two others wounded. U.S. Special Envoy Elon Carr offered his condolences to the family and friends of Lori Kay.
I'm here today not only on behalf of my boss, Secretary Pompeo, but on behalf of President Trump and the entire administration, in bringing you the deepest and most heartfelt condolences of the president and all our national leaders.
The rabbi appealed to all Jews to go to their synagogues this Friday night, the start of the Jewish Sabbath, to show solidarity and that terrorism will never prevail. Police in Bangladesh say security forces killed at least two people suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant group behind the 2016 attack on a Dhaka cafe. Police say they raided a hideout suspected of belonging to Jamaat-ul-Muhajin Bangladesh early Monday in the capital's Bosilla neighborhood after receiving a tip. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington's decision to end Iran oil waivers to China will not have a negative impact on the latest trade talks between the two world's leading economies. China is Iran's largest oil buyer. Pompeo added that the United States would ensure the global oil markets are adequately supplied. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.